Blog Talk Radio.
About the Georgia Guidestones and Ley Lines tonight. Hello, Amy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Did Raven call in yet? Or was he going to call in?
I'm not sure. I hadn't spoken to him just before. I can find
okay.
out.
Yeah. No. I'm gonna ask him right now. Yeah. So, what have you been up to, Amy?
Oh, a bit of designing. I did it pretty much all day today. I do logos, everyone, and graphic design. If anybody's interested, contact me after the show.
did you want to give out your information now?
It's anybody needs logos or graphic design work done, contact me at gellart@yahoo.com. Gellart@yahoo.com. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Now that we got that information out, where do we go from here? All right. Well, I'm going to wait for him to call in. I don't know what he's up to, but...
He just
right,
actually
so
tried to call me personally, so I'll give him the number again.
All right. So... To start off, let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones. Let's go back into that and how they relate to ley lines and energy.
Actually, that's something that I wasn't even sure about, if the Georgia Guidestones were actually built on ley lines, but I actually should find that out. I was reading up on a couple of books I had laying around, which were Graham Hancock's Fingerprints of the Gods, and also Atlantis Blueprint by Colin Wilson and Rand Flemath. And they talk about various sacred sites around the world being aligned to, you know, they weren't so much ley lines, but they were aligned to old pole locations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't tried to like cross reference known ley lines in some of these coordinates yet.
Wow. Hmm. What was the map that you found? I wanted to share with the listeners the map on Google.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Where is it located?
Which map? That the Google overlay?
The map
I haven't
with the ley lines
found it.
On it. Yeah, the Google map.
Yeah, I haven't found it again. I had found it a couple of years ago for Google Earth, and it was this whole huge grid thing you could turn off or turn on different ones, and it showed this big pattern of all the different like types of ley lines that were everywhere. And I was trying to find it again because I've wiped my computer like a couple of times since I had that. And I just never thought about it. I'm like, oh, I remember.
Oh, here it is.
Fantastic thing.
I found one of them.
I have a feeling, like, I do know I saw a map in a shop around here. I don't know if it's still up on the wall, but it used to have the ley lines around here. And I think there's one that runs just south of New Orleans. So that could be a little bit of you see that strange things happen next to ley lines. I think it was from the research I was doing, they were discovered in Britain by a man who noticed that certain historical sites and, you know, mystical sites were aligned. And, you know, so his name is Alfred Watkins. And he kept walking and found all these sacred sites. So he kept writing them down and figuring it. He's like, oh, there must be the alignments were created for the ease of overland trekking by line of sight navigation during Neolithic times. And now it's turned into there's energy along these lines, and that's why, you know, sacred things are continued to be built all over the place, you know, on these lines. And, you know, they're not only built, but old ones are torn down and the new ones are built on the same spot. And they find, like, thousands of years of occupation on the same line.
Well,
what do you
I was
know
able
about
to locate
line?
Well, I was able to locate the map with the ley lines on. Hold on. I'm going to put it on chat. For everyone to see. There you go. And everyone can see it. Well, I mean, ley lines really are energy. I mean, I believe that or is generated sorry, I'm just dealing with something right now. Ley lines are just energy generated from the earth. And you know what, this I never really figured it out, but somehow there's kind of like portals or something like that I believe that people are able to use. It's almost kind of like a tunnels, like energy tunnels that's in the universe that people can travel through. It's weird.
What do you mean a tunnel?
Like, I believe that, like, in the universe, I believe that there are, like, tunnels, like, almost kind of like time anomaly tunnels that basically, I kind of believe that there are, like, these time rips, and this is what the ley lines do. Like, I believe that in certain places around the world that there are, like, rips in time, and that this enables things to travel through time, and I kind of believe that's kind of what ley lines are, and that's one of the things that happen. And another is that they're just lines of energy that travel through the earth that have like concentrated energy. From where, I don't
know.
Yeah,
looking at that.
But I do believe that. Yeah, I do believe that they are from. They have something to do with crystals. Generating energy, because we found them in like some of the ancient places.
Yeah, I'm looking now at that map, the website you put up, the map. I think it's the second image. It actually shows New Orleans in a very big, big letters, blue letters, and it has a big, huge ley line going right through the middle of it.
There's a couple of them in New Orleans.
Yeah, a lot of people come here, they're like, well, what's so special about where you live? And I'm like, well, there's a lot of, you go down the street, you see a voodoo shop, you see an occult shop, you see a cathedral right next, like two blocks from that. You see people reading tarot cards in the French Quarter in Jackson Square, and people who, mediums and haunted tours and everything paranormal. Like, it's like Salem, Massachusetts is another place that, they say it's one of those, weird places. And, there's witch shops right next to museums, and there's herbal shops right next to a pharmacy, and, they say there's energy there, but a lot of people wouldn't see it, but I mean, when you go to these places, there's a certain energy about them. It's like if you've never been there before, and you go there, you will feel a little, I think I do, but.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at the map, St. Augustine kind of goes through a ley line.
Mm-hmm.
Houston and San Antonio. Very interesting, cool map. I don't know, New York City doesn't look like it goes through it, but it looks like it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like over the lake. That's where all the water spouts happen, is over the lake. Our mini versions of tornadoes. And a shout out to anybody who's in Oklahoma tonight.
Yeah.
Your weather sucks, and I hope everybody's safe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I send my wishes too. I hope things get better.
This is the second good hit they've had in a short period of time. But it's interesting how I'm not quite sure. I've never seen somebody work a ley line before, but they're called dowsers. They have dowsing rods, I guess. And it said that the instrument will point in the direction the ley line goes, and that's how people have been finding them. But I'm noticing in some of these maps that the ley lines aren't straight. They're not exactly straight. They kind of curve, or, like some of the ones, and it's not just, like on this flat map, they should be curved because of the curvature of the earth, but if you're actually on land, they wouldn't be going in a straight line, I don't think. So I'm not sure that map distortion.
Well, yeah. Well, another thing is that, like, how they relate to the Georgia Guidestones. Now, we were talking about this earlier, you and me. One of the things was that one of the things was that the Georgia Guidestones, they have inside the Georgia Guidestones. I'll let you go first. What exactly do you believe is inside the stones? What is underneath it?
Underneath it? I didn't even know there was anything. And when I was looking into it,
there's a time capsule underneath it.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's something they left underneath it.
Oh, let's see.
Well,
I was reading a bunch of stuff on them, and I didn't even see that. There was all these, like, you know, reports that it was different reports that, you know, oh, it was built by Satanists, that it was built by these people, it was built by those people, but it didn't really give a time capsule. I actually do wonder now if they put under there. I mean, it was buried when they were built or before they were built, when they laid the ground.
Well, they said that there was a lot of people like think that there's really nothing under there. It's just time capsule full of nothing. Some people believe that it's some kind of dark energy. Some people believe it's a message or something. You know, no one really knows.
Yeah.
But well, and then there was
are they going to dig it up? Is there a point in time, like a date that they set to dig it up?
No, they left it blank.
Oh, they just said there's a time capsule. Don't dig it up right now.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but some psychic mediums have astrally traveled underneath it.
Oh, and they try to look at
what's
there.
I mean, it's
what do they
time
see?
Capsule. I mean, it's like a room. Like a really cramped room, but people have gone down there and actually traveled down there, and I don't know.
Huh.
You could look it up.
I think it's
like a
hall
yeah,
of records.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Most of the psychic mediums though says it's like that there's nothing down there and that there's a door. But they're not. Yeah, that's what most of them say, is that there's nothing really down there, and that there's a door, but they can't go through the door or something like that. It's weird.
That's interesting.
They said, it's really weird. It's like a door to somewhere. A door to somewhere.
Or, interesting. I'll have to look more into this. I know there's, I want to say the most famous, there's another rumor that there's a Hall of Records hidden somewhere near Mount Rushmore. And I've been there. They were supposed to build one into it, but then they said, they never finished it, so but you can't go into it. They won't let anybody into it. It's sealed up.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's back there. So I've been there, and I was like, oh, let's go in. The door shut. Well, when is it open? It doesn't, you know. They never finished it. And that's what the guy said, so. Well.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I guess, ley lines were known as spirit roads or spirit ways that the dead traveled upon.
Yeah, now, I don't know, it'd be interesting, but I don't think they're ever going to dig it out, because apparently someone owns the land.
Oh, on the Georgia Guidestones? It is private land.
Yeah, some guy owns it, or some group owns the land, so it'll probably never get dug up until they want to dig it up.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sure they get requests all the time for, do they open it up or?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, they open it up for tourists, but they won't let anybody do, like seismic surveys or anything.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, no one can go under it, but the top part, just the stones, they can go look at, but they can't actually go under it. But there's, like, a, basically, it's like a, like, this is what some mediums described it as, this thing. Astrally travel down there. They said it's like a hole that goes, that you go down in, and then it's like a room with nothing in it. There's, it's completely empty. And then there's a door. And that's all they describe it as, most of the people that have gone down there. But none of them, like, opened the door. Because everybody, because they all get scared.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I just found a carving that says it says to be opened on, and it never gives a date.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. Astronomical features. Channel through stone indicates celestial pole. Horizon of slot indicates annual travel of sun.
Well, if you look at the map, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the map, one of the ley lines goes right over the Georgia Guidestones.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
That is very interesting. I wonder if in the future or that we really haven't noticed, maybe they built them in secret, there's other monuments like this all over the world or all over America.
Yeah.
They're being built by modern, like Stonehenge.
Well, there's another show. I mean, how much time do we have? Hold on. Oh, we have like a half hour. Okay. Well, that's fine. But I wanted to talk about the governmental projects and the opening of dimensional portals.
Interesting.
Yeah, apparently the story is that the government, like, they've been, like, trying to tear space-time dimensions, and apparently they lost control of it, and now around the world, space-time rips are happening everywhere because they completely lost control of the project. And now they're, like, trying to cover it up. And they're like, oh, well, oops. Like, didn't really know what was going to happen. Like, so, yeah. It's
so you're saying that,
like,
random little anomalies are opening up all over the planet because our government decided to try something that backfired.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a guy, and I wanted to ask him to come on, but his name's Von Helton. Helton, I don't know, Van Helton, Von Helton. But the story is that he's a time traveler, and that the government has built a time traveling machine. And there's photographs of him from different time periods. And he won't say that's him. He's from now. He's from the present. But he's traveled back in time to change the outcome of things.
Really?
They're called, like, jumpers. Yeah, the government has these jumpers. And they travel back in time. You know. They like travel back in time to change the outcome of certain things.
Interesting.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah,
there's a picture. Yeah, there's like a picture of him wearing like a World War One uniform and everything. It's pretty wild. So I want to talk about that next time. But yeah, it's really interesting.
So would we notice these anomalies opening up places? Would that, what would be the clue that something would be happening?
Well, they don't just, like, randomly happen somewhere. You just don't go somewhere and then magically it opens. It's the place where they've done it. Like, in northern New Jersey, they did one. And now, like, in that town, or, sorry, I shouldn't say in that town, but in that forest or that area of the forest, or I don't know how to, like, say that there's a place in northern New Jersey, it's like a forested area that, been, that there's a rift there, and there's, like, these supposed creatures that live there, and
so they come through this rift.
Yeah, kind of like the Mothman.
Oh, I've heard of them, yeah. Wasn't that in New York or?
It's in West Virginia.
West Virginia, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It gets weird. Yeah, so there's that. Basically,
so
the government.
What other locations are there that these holes open up?
Well, the only one I've heard so far is northern New Jersey, but I'm sure there's more. I'm sure, like, California out there, somewhere out west, you know.
I would think it would be a very, it's like testing a nuclear bomb. They do it. They would do it probably in isolated places.
They look for, like, a remote location to do this.
But
I wonder if
there would be any other characteristics to these locations that they all have in common. Like, for instance, would they be on a ley line? Would they have some kind of special magnetic property that would allow the experiment to work?
That's pretty weird, though, how they can do that. But yeah,
there was a television show that was on called Fringe that actually deals with something like this. It deals with two universes, and it deals with dimensional popping and things going horribly wrong and these rips.
It's basically
opening
what
up.
It is. It's basically what it is. They like try to do all this stuff, but then they like messed up and they got like, oh well, we messed this up. Let's cover this up. Like, but yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember what was the What was the dimension? It was like, I'm not really sure how to describe it, but after Area 51 happened in Roswell, New Mexico, I mean, there was a lot more, like, crashes, but over the years since that's happened, people and scientists have been able to recover that technology and then reverse engineer it. So they've been trying a lot of this new technology out over the years. So, I don't know. It's pretty weird, though.
So they're saying that the flying spaceship gave us the technology to open these holes.
Yes, basically, yes. They reverse engineered their technology. Because
and that's what this time traveler said? Or is this other information?
Stuff that I've researched. Apparently, like, on their ships and stuff, yeah, they've been able to learn, because when you travel through time, when you travel through, like, light, things could just get heavier and heavier, and eventually they'll just explode. Well, apparently extraterrestrials or whatever, aliens, like, they've been able to discover how to travel through light speed, but you at a point where you can have, like, you get at a point where you can travel and be completely okay. Like, I don't know how they did it, but
so you
kind of
you wouldn't explode, your you molecules would rearrange and you'd come out all wrong.
Yeah, one of the things is that when you jump or like when you warp through the different dimensions, apparently, like, after you jump or something, like, okay, now I'll tell you this is really weird, because apparently I heard two things. Apparently you can do it physically, or you could do it, like, almost kind of like in the spirit form. It's like your body's still here, but you take on the form of another being,
on that realm, you look just like them. You take up a body of one of them, and you make yourself look just like them. I don't know how they do it, but apparently, yeah, because, you know, they could change themselves, like, but they took up a different form. And then they were able to walk amongst the people and stuff like that. But here's the catch. Like, if anything happens to you, like, if you die or if you get hurt, then when you still come back to your original body, then those effects will still be there.
So you'll get injured in your body that you left behind.
Yeah, and once you die in that dimension, then you die in your body. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand it, like, how they did it, but apparently it has to do something with, like, it's like quantum physics, but on a spiritual level.
Oh, like, I see.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like through the wormhole for the spiritual side of life.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that spiritual dimensional traveling. But theoretically,
yeah.
Like,
well,
I do watch a lot of the Through the Wormhole and Stephen Hawking, the universe.
Yeah. The only problem that is with physically going there, the thing physically is that your body may not adjust to the conditions in that dimension. So you might have some kind of abnormalities. You know, maybe like if you were wearing gold, say like a gold necklace, I'm just making like hypothetical, that gold may not be stable in that dimension and it might react differently there, or your skin may not react or may react different there. So that's a problem when you do it physically.
Yeah.
So they figure that doing this like spiritual, quantum physics traveling on the spiritual level, you know, is safer.
It could be dangerous either way. if you die here, yes. An update, Raven will be joining us in a few moments. Should be.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, it gets really weird, though.
He has a lot to say, and I think he'll have interesting thoughts to add to our conversation tonight.
Hold on, let me look. Yeah, and it does. Where the Georgia Guidestones are, the ley lines go right over them. So, I don't know. Anyway, so what do you think of the whole like thing? Does that sound weird to you? Like being in your body but then physically going there? They've figured out some way to like, it's the best way to think of it is like the Matrix. I mean, that's the best way to think of it. It's like,
that's interesting.
I don't know if they use a machine, but it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that kind of idea. Except your body's there.
It'll be like astral traveling, but then once you're out of your body, you slip out of this dimension
they figure out
into
how to,
another one.
Yeah, because your soul is energy, and they figure out how to get that energy from your body and project it into there. It's weird, but, you know. Anyways. Well, I don't know what else to talk about. I mean, we have 22 minutes. Did you have anything, another discussion you wanted about tonight? Because, I mean, I think we can keep going on about this.
Well, you know, all of that is interesting. Like, it sort of ties together, you know, ley lines, energy, you know, rich places, the government doing experiments, opening rifts in time and space. I mean, how much are they telling people? Would they, you know, oops, somebody, you know, leaked it out you know, the time traveler exists.
Because the thing is that, like, only certain people in the government know. Well, like, even the president probably doesn't know himself, because, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you have to be really trusted. Like, you know, like, when they were making the atomic bomb, the vice president didn't even know?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Isn't that crazy?
Or, like, picture a bomb and there's 50 different parts. I mean, there's most likely more, but 50 different parts, and there's a team working on every part, right? There's a team of 5 people on every part. Those 5 people wouldn't know what the other 5 people and the other 5 people are doing. So they would make a part, not know what it goes to. And at the end, there would be, you know, only maybe a handful of 5 people that would actually put the machine together. But they wouldn't know how to make those parts. They'd just know how to put them together. So it's like,
you keep
everybody sort of like not really knowing the whole picture of what's going on. And that, the government works like that, I think.
Yeah, because this project that I was talking about, only maybe a handful of people in the government do this. I don't know what, it's not CIA or FBI. They have some kind of other, like beyond top secret stuff.
Research and development.
Yeah. So, Raven, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm on the line. All right. I didn't realize you could hear me. I'm doing all right. I had a little bit of a problem earlier. I apologize for the delay on that.
No, okay. So, Raven, earlier we were talking about astral travel. Have you ever astral traveled anywhere?
To be specific, at will... No, I have not. It actually goes against my will. And it's mainly past... What it is, mainly past and present mixed together. I see memories of the past, and then I go to the present tense of what it is now.
Yeah.
You were talking about ley lines. Do you have any experience of actually knowing that you were on the ley line and feeling something different?
Well, I feel different every day. There's not a day that I awake and I feel the same. And a ley line we discussed amongst the chat is energies around the earth, correct?
Yes.
Well, I actually strongly believe that I draw in this type of energy, and I can kind of tell because, as you know, Amy, I do like my camels, and I noticed that the smoke actually pulls towards me, and it pools, and I don't really know how to explain it, but right now, as we speak, I just blew 2 smoke rings, and one of which have done a loop and is pooling out into another one and doing several others.
So it's staying stationary instead of wafting away like it should.
Exactly. Or it just comes towards me. Or it really cannot. I can't tell what it's going to do next. It's sometimes I take it as a game, and sometimes it depresses me a little bit because I still don't understand what it means.
Yeah, are you okay, Raven? You sound like down today.
Well, to be quite honest, I'm down every day, and there's not a day that I relive a past event or present.
Yes. So, what have you been up to in your adventures?
Daily life for me is... I'm about to answer your question with a bunch of... statements. It varies. Sometimes I find myself in wooded areas or amongst other people I know everything about, but haven't really met them at all. But adventure-wise, I can't really say anything to that. no adventures have actually popped up in my view quite yet. I wait every day for it.
Yes. Well, I wanted to talk about, well, that's also another thing I wanted to talk about tonight was Georgia Guidestones. What did you know on them, Raven? Because we were waiting for you to come on tonight to talk a little bit about them. What is your expertise in them?
Well, my expertise in them, pretty much what knowledge I've picked up along the way from various other people who have learned about them, I tap in mentally, and I name the things that I believe they're thinking, and most of the time along the lines is correct. My belief is that the Guidestones were put there just in the event of a flood or any other catastrophe, possibly, because I don't necessarily know what they're made out of. Maybe reinforced. Now, they've been standing for a very long time, obviously withstanding every type of weather that has come its way. So I want to believe that they're made of some other type of material other than just rock. Though it does look like they are carved,
they've been made out of granite, the type of granite. Mm-hmm. Which is an incredibly hard, very like weather resistant rock.
I actually feel kind of bold now that you said that. It was actually should have been general knowledge for me.
Well, that's what they say it's made out of, but I mean. You know, it's like so-and-so came into this granite quarry and asked us to erect these stones. So, they were built to a specific plan by this company. The plan was given to them by a man who used a pseudonym. And there's all sorts of speculation about him, his age, who he was, and he handed over a lot of money. And they built them because they wanted to get paid. And they thought it was an interesting project. But they are meant to withstand, and especially the way they're laid out, those will withstand earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes probably. They will probably still be there, and floods.
Well, that also makes me wonder how far under the earth do they go?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, because we've had a couple, I read about a couple of psychic mediums on Google. I don't know how credible it is, but they've claimed that when the astral travel down there, that there's like a hole that you have to go down, but they went down there and they said there's a hole that you have to go down, and then just like an empty room, but there's nothing in it but a door.
Just a door.
Just a door.
No, nothing special or outstanding about the door at all.
They don't know because they're too scared to go through it.
Oh, wow. All right. See, now I'm going to tie that back into adventure. What's the point of finding something that you've never found before and not going forth to do it? I say bring the whatever may happen on, because whether you know it or not, it all depends on who you are and if you can get out of any certain situation.
Yeah, it's like a place I used to go hiking when I lived in Massachusetts. It was a state forest called Carroll Barker, and known psychics would not go in that place. They said, oh, it's haunted, oh, it's bad, we won't go in.
I believe that to be
and
natural
I looked at
fear.
Them and I said, okay, bye, friend and I are going hiking. See you later. You know, there are things in there, but I mean, what's the point of being so terrified of something that you won't explore it? Yeah, it's sort of like that. Yeah, I would definitely try to get down there if I could do it.
I would as well, but the I'm going to go ahead and quote from a song that I heard a very long time ago. I'm not going to say when it first came out. Don't let the fear take the wheel and steer.
So you think somebody should actually, like, investigate that place.
Exactly. Don't go off of your own. When you go off of your own beliefs as to something, there's a certain point as to where you have to stop and say, all right, well, I don't believe this. I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to endure whatever comes my way, and I'm going to push through it like so many others have.
No, Raven, no. You said that you can astral travel, correct?
But it is not at will. It's something that I see that reminds me of a past, and then I do strongly believe, now whether or not I can classify it as astral travel, not necessarily sure, but I see one thing that reminds me of the past, I travel back to it, and I see what it is at the present state of whatever the land is, and I see what happened in the past, but then there's also an option is to change what has happened.
Interesting.
It's all about mental state of mind.
Yes. So I just thought I looked up where those Georgia Guidestones are. They're really close to the border of South Carolina, which is really far away from low altitude. It's pretty high up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
In fields and stuff. Which is interesting.
That was very interesting.
Oh.
Just because I had a very, very vivid picture in my head of it. That was almost
very out in the middle of nowhere.
Bermuda Triangle, they found a glass pyramid. Did you hear about that, Raven?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
In the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, they found a glass pyramid.
Really?
Glass? I thought it was crystal.
Yeah, it was
crystal
glass,
would make more sense. Crystal would make more sense because of the current of the ocean and whatever magnetic pull is coming from inside that crystal could actually take down an airplane or sink a ship, the matter of how thick and how... You understand what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a crystal pyramid underneath the ocean.
Have they said exactly where it is, or will they not give that up?
They won't give latitude and longitude on it, will they?
No. It's just somewhere in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. So
yeah,
my guess,
in the middle
somewhere
of the Bermuda Triangle.
Where exactly
yeah,
did
somewhere
you hear
between,
this?
Oh, on NBC.
Right.
That's amazing that it actually got on network television.
And I hate to say it, but that is one thing. Network television is, it's not like media, but yet at the same time, it's informational, but there's still that very, very slim possibility that it could
like
be.
I heard on NPR, which is National Public Radio, that they had found frozen mammoth blood. Frozen mammoth found with flowing blood. And now I can read that on all the paranormal sites, like Unexplained Mysteries, that I go to a lot to read, like, news.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard it on the radio. So it, obviously somebody picked it up and found it worth mentioning. So NBC found it worth mentioning. You know, anybody can pick an article that they like from any, you know, it's like a paranormal website picking up saying that, you know, Justin Bieber saw a ghost. Nobody really cares, but somebody did enough to talk about it.
Exactly, enough to make a
Justin
conversation
Bieber
about
had a ghost.
I don't
I'm
know.
Not going to get my
answer.
There's been a lot of that. You know that, who is it, Kesha made a song called Sex with a Ghost?
Interesting.
Oh, dear Lord.
Sex with a Ghost? Yeah, that's what their album was. I think
I don't know.
That,
it's about her
me.
Story about how the crystal goes.
But I mean, I heard a number of years ago that there was a crystal pyramid
exactly.
off of some island in the Caribbean. And they said, well, which island? And they're like, well, we won't tell you because we don't want people flocking to it. And, you know, it kind of, like, vanished. Like, the story vanished. Nobody
well,
talked about it for a while. And now there's another one saying we found
yeah.
a pyramid. Like, where is it?
Yeah, well.
Tell us where it is.
Well, yeah, well, if that's true, like, the glass pyramid, the crystal pyramid, well, in South Florida, they found... these pyramids, but they're kind of like mud pyramids, but they're kind of like
mounds.
Step pyramids. Yeah, they're mounds, but they're like really huge. And did you hear about the pyramids they found in Bulgaria? They're
yes,
like
they
huge.
Did.
Yeah.
I read about them, and everybody's like, "Oh, they're fake." And then they do some digs, and there's stones fitted together just like the Great Pyramid, and there's like the whole path that was cleared, and it shows the right angles and everything. And I'm like, was that set up, or did they, you know, because you can't see them digging it up, you don't, you just see photographs. And but they had laid out on like I want to say it was Google Earth that they showed the topography and each pyramid, and these are huge, huge, gigantic pyramids. There's like four of them, I want to say.
Four pyramids.
And they're all within this one, like, valley.
But they had all been buried, correct?
Yeah, they were pretty, there was, like the Mayan pyramids in the jungle, the forest reclaimed them and just
mm-hmm.
grew over them.
Well, that is how it should have stayed.
Yeah, well, somebody dug it up. You know, the Mayan temples have been dug up. I mean, they shouldn't, you know. The reason they were abandoned was because the Spanish drove the people away. They said, you're not worshiping your gods. You're not having your own country anymore. We're taking over. Give us all your gold. You know, get out of your cities. You know, they abandoned their capitals, and of course, they're going to, if they're not maintained, they're going to get over, their plants are just going to reclaim it.
I have a notion to say it's like a disease in essence. Yeah, there's
sure.
abandonment. But see, this would be for the modern day. The forest would indeed reclaim every landmark that's ever been made. The streets would probably, without mending, would crack open. And
oh, yeah.
Honestly,
it happens down here all the time. They have to replace this. They have to dig up a street because the tree roots have grown so large underneath the street that it buckles the street. And they have to, like, literally, they won't damage the tree. They'll dig up the road. They'll push the roots down, and then they'll repave the road. And it's happened in my neighborhood twice since I've lived here, that they had to replace one of the streets.
And what time span did this happen?
No, probably like 6 years. They've done it twice.
6 years.
I want to say, it was once before Hurricane Katrina they did it. And
right.
then a number of years yep. later they did it again. Like, I don't know if it was last time they did it.
I have a very important question. And if either of you or any of the listeners could answer this for me, would be very helpful. And I need to know, would like to know, I have a notion that this saying is Latin. And this is another thing that I've been trying to study up on. I recently acquired a piece of paper that an acquaintance had written on, and it is a series of numbers, but there's three predominant numbers, which is the hour of the angel, which is 777. But there is a saying, like I said, I believe it is Latin, at the very bottom, it says Alcibiaca, there.
Can you spell that?
I'm sorry?
Can you spell it?
E-L, both capital, S, which is capital, A-I, capital B-I-A-C-A.
Hmm. I'm quite sure.
But there's a series of numbers from the very top of it to the bottom, and right under the 777, there is a... He tried to draw the all-seeing eye, but there's a bottom to it. And I honestly believe this to be, as of right now, thinking about it, there is what is known as an angel eye, the eye of the angel and the eye of the demon. Now, the angel eye is not blue, and the demon eye is not red, and that's normally how they're portrayed. It just is a crude drawing of the all-seeing eye doubled.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
but
if you send it to me in a message after the show, I'll try to translate it.
All right. But the man that had written this down, he's very religious, and he reads the King James Version of the Bible. Now, I honestly believe the numbers to be a cipher. And it has...
Hmm.
If you could take a picture of this, that would be very helpful.
All right. Yeah, send it to me in a message after the show, but I'm gonna close the show tonight. Just want to thank you for everybody coming out, who's listening to our show, and I appreciate you guys, taking the time to listen to us. Everyone have a great night, and we'll see you next Friday on Paranormal Access Radio.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for waiting. Good night.